This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A coalition of local black and brown corporate executives is launching a multi-million dollar racial equity and social justice fund to support minority communities in Massachusetts. Quincy Miller is president of Eastern Bank and is one of the fund's leaders. He says this is the right time for such an initiative.
I really believe that in my lifetime, this moment has been the most open dialogue on race and racial equality that I have seen. And it is terribly unfortunate that it's taken so many lives of black and brown people for us to get here. But this is important because we can't let this simply be another moment. This has to be a time of real action and change. And that's really how this fund came about. A group of black local executives coming together on a phone call on June 7th with really the question of how can we use our influence within our companies to make a difference? And pretty quickly, we came to the fact that we want to launch a fund focused on attacking systemic racism and biases within our state and within our cities. And we knew that if we could unite the companies that we work for to seed this fund, we can really get the community and the state behind this. And the big difference is this is a fund led by black and brown people to support black and brown people in the community so that we can finally and sustainably drive change.
Now, the current civil rights movement is clearly shining a light on policing and criminal justice, but also on systemic racism and inequality generally. Could you speak to how that has influenced your goals with the new fund?
We purposely laid out the high-level mission of being broad enough to give us the opportunity and the leverage to make a change wherever that change needs to be. And that is being able to uncover and dismantle systemic racism in all of its various insidious forms, you know, across the 350 cities and towns in the Commonwealth. But what we want to do to begin this is really focus on four pillars that we believe will help us to be able to make real meaningful change quickly. Those are policing and criminal justice reform, healthcare equity, which, you know, you're seeing right in front of our eyes with the COVID pandemic, economic empowerment, and youth education, empowerment, and civic engagement. You know, you look at the disparity across the education systems that we have that in many ways unlock that economic empowerment for black and brown communities, that needs to be addressed as well.
Is there a moment in your own life experience that marked a pivotal point where you, looking back, can wish that the Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund already existed?
Well, I don't mean to generalize, but I would tell you that most black and brown people can point to countless times within their life where they wish that this existed. You know, my earliest memory of racism was in sports at 8 years old, being the brown skin player in a rural football team. You know, people throughout my life looking at me with a lens of, you know, can he be successful, to, you know, living as a black man and driving by a police officer and getting nervous. I mean, these are fundamental things that when you grow up with melanin in your skin, you have to live through. So I guess it's hard to say, is there one moment? What I would say is, if we're going to make it different for my children and the generations to come, now's the time to do that.
One last thing. It's a complicated time to be launching a fund during a pandemic and associated economic crisis. How do you face that?
Obviously, COVID is a challenging time, unlike anything else that we've faced in America. Black people have been facing their own pandemic since 1619. And we're going to need more than just one fund. We're going to need more than just one group of us coming together to drive this. We are going to need a village to make a difference and to stamp out the longest social inequity that we have in this country. Because there can be no social justice without racial justice in America.
Quincy Miller, president of Eastern Bank and a leader of the Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.